So our next presenter is Caitlin McComb from the University of Maryland East Shore, and she's going to be presenting about the influence of vesicular or buscular mycorrhizae on growth development and nutrient absorption of sunflower. Thank you, Caitlin.
Hi, good afternoon. My name's Caitlin, like she introduced. Just a brief overview for my presentation today. What is VAM? Like it was mentioned in the title, vesicular arbuscular mycorrhizae is a soil-borne fungi that creates a symbiotic relationship with a plant. So the VAM interacts with the outer portion of the plant root and the inner portion of the plant root, where carbohydrates are in exchange for surface area, meaning that the plant is able to reach nutrients and water from outer sources within the soil that it might not have normally been able to get. Sunflowers are in a group known as hyperaccumulators, where they can actually absorb excess nutrients or even toxins in the plant without becoming toxic to the plant itself. My three main objectives for my study include the evaluation of the effect that VAM has on root growth and the development of sunflowers as a whole. My second is to compare nutrient uptake between the three varieties chosen in this study, mammoth sunflower, Mexican sunflower, and lemon queen sunflower, comparing treatments of VAM and control. And my third is to ultimately determine which variety is most effective at absorbing nutrients from the soil. I hypothesize that VAM will in fact have a positive, will in fact enhance root growth and have that trend throughout all varieties despite treatment. Plants inoculated with VAM will be able to have a higher amount of accumulation of nutrients and heavy metals from the soil, and that specifically mammoth sunflower will perform best with the addition of VAM. My literature review begins in 2000, where Henley researched different aspects of phytoremediation. The first part that he talks about was phytoextraction, which is where the plants will absorb a nutrient or metal or toxin into the plant parts and keep them. The second is phytostabilization, which is where a metal is actually immobilized within the soil from turning it to an aqueous state to solid. The third is rhizofiltration, which is another method of cleaning up an environment, specifically in aquatic situations. And the fourth is phytovolatilization, which is where a nutrient is transpired into the atmosphere. So it's absorbed in the roots and then transpired into the atmosphere. And one of his studies specifically, he addresses that sunflowers reduce lead from water the most out of all of the plants chosen. Next, scientists Raskin, Smith, and Salt conducted a study on phytoremediation to remove pollutants from the environment. They looked at what happens to the plant after it's harvested from the ground. So now you have this plant that's removed toxins, but theoretically the plant should be very toxic itself. And he found that drying, ashing, and composting actually cut the metal or contamination into just a fraction of what it originally was. He also found that those metals could sometimes be reclaimed to be used elsewhere in a positive way. And in 2003, Kalimba discussed the effects of VAM both on the outer and inner portions and specifically addressed sunflowers' ability to remediate soil. I've provided a list of materials used throughout this experiment. And my methodology began with filling 4.5-inch pots with ProMix soil and adding 1 teaspoon, or about 3.5 grams of VAM, to the sunflowers in need of treatment. The seeds were allowed to germinate and grow in a greenhouse for 5 weeks, where they were transplanted to their respective field plots, where an additional 1 teaspoon of VAM was applied to VAM-treated plants. Upon harvest, the growth parameter analysis that I looked at was shoot head and root fresh weight, shoot height and root length, as well as counting the number of flower heads per plant and then averaging those. I collected samples to compare soil nutrients and heavy metal content between pre-planting soil and post-planting soil, as well as dividing the plant into three categories of shoots, roots, and flowers. Those shoots, roots, and flowers were ground up using an electric grinder and sent to a laboratory for nutrient analysis. The data was run using a statistics system with a p-value or probability value less than 0.05. This is the representation of my field layout, and it might be a little difficult to see, but there's 18 plots with 20 sunflowers, each total randomization. The field preparation began with tilling the field and then placing colored flags where the respected sunflower would go. This is a picture of a lemon queen transplant sunflower and then the application of hay to deter weed growth rather than using harmful chemicals. The harvesting and grinding process started with making sure that I got up the entire plant because the root system was really important for analysis. I cleaned the roots thoroughly and then separated each plant part and grinded them using this electric grinder. This table represents the growth parameters that I measured throughout this experiment. It shows that mammoth sunflower and lemon queen sunflower had no statistically different growth patterns within the treatments, and you can see that based on the yellow highlighted. The boxed outlines show where VAM did have a positive effect on the growth between the cultivars, but there was only three situations for the Mexican sunflower where it was statistically different using VAM. These graphs show nutrient absorption in the roots of Mexican cultivar, where there was a significant increase in sulfur uptake by the roots, as well as copper uptake by the roots within the VAM treatment. And you notice that even though there's only two significant increases, everywhere, every situation, every nutrient measured, there was a positive increase using VAM versus control. These graphs represent the nutrient absorption in the seed head among the Mexican cultivar, where magnesium and boron were significantly absorbed, but in the control treatment rather than the VAM. And these graphs represent nutrient absorption in seed head of mammoth cultivar, where there was a significant increase in nitrogen absorbed as well as iron within the VAM treatment. And lemon queen is not represented because there were no significant differences. Within my soil analysis, within the post-planting portion, when comparing cultivars, iron was the only metal absorbed significantly by the Mexican sunflower specifically. And within the post-planting soil analysis, when comparing treatments, magnesium and manganese were significantly absorbed within VAM treatment. My results show that despite there's no significant differences in many aspects of this experiment, VAM did in fact have a positive effect on nutrient absorption within all varieties. The growth parameters of root fresh weight, shoot weight, and total number of heads specifically were significantly larger for the Mexican cultivar with the VAM treatment. Lemon Queen cultivar was least successful at absorbing nutrients between both treatments, control and VAM. And there may not be a direct correlation in root growth and root ability to absorb nutrients. Specific varieties of sunflower may create a more positively effective relationship with VAM. This is a list of some of the references I used for this research and some acknowledgments I'd like to make as well. Are there any questions? Yes.
Why did you choose the three varieties of sunflowers that you did?
I actually started with just trying to look at mammoth and lemon queen because I just wanted to compare, because I felt like mammoth was a really common one that people planted, and I'd love for people to look at this data and start planting sunflowers just the plant then to help clean out soil. So I looked at one that was very common for backyard garden purposes. And then the more I read literature, the more the few studies that actually looked at using sunflowers to clean up soil specifically mentioned Mexican. So that's how I got the third one. Yes, sir. Sure, in what aspect? No, I had three cultivars, three the cultivars. Mammoth, Mexican, and Lemon Queen, and then two treatments, Control and BAM. So literally the treatments with Control got nothing, no additional anything added. And BAM just got 2 teaspoons added, one at time of sowing the seed, and then one at the time of transplanting. Yes, sir. To specifically test for VAM, I didn't. The pre-planting soil analysis and post as well was mainly measuring nutrient differences, but no, I did not look at VAM being already in there. Yes.
Did you see any color change in the root system with VAM?
I didn't notice any color change, but I also wasn't looking at that specifically. But I did notice, too, that the control roots were usually larger than BAM roots, actually. And that's represented in the table, if you'd like to see that.
Larger how? By dry
weight? Or? By length and weight, yes, sir.
Did you look at all of the genetic identity of this material? So, two of them have a cultivar name, and the third is Mexican type.
Mexican sunflower, or
yeah. So, I'm just wondering because they didn't have a uniform response, if they're really the same genetic identity.
I did not, but that may be why. It may be that the reason why the Mexican sunflower did perform best as far as the study's goals might be that the genetics are different. And so that would be something for the next study definitely to look at. Any other questions? No? Okay. Thank you.